This show is brought to you by Marketing Relevance, because all of your marketing should be relevant. Now, let's get on with the show. You are listening to the Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio Show, all about real estate edition, shining a light on the movers and shakers in the real estate industry, the home builders, developers, realtors, and suppliers making it all happen. And now, here are your hosts.
Good morning, and welcome back to the About Real Estate edition of the Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio Show. I am your host, Todd Schnick, joined by my friend and colleague, Carol Morgan. Good morning, Carol. How are you? I'm looking forward to this conversation.
I'm looking forward to this one as well. Always like talking about real estate and surveys.
Real estate and surveys. We got some interesting insights to dive into today. Let's get to it. Say hello to our guest. His name is Doug Reeder. He's a president and principal with Sterling Risk Advisors. Doug, welcome to the show.
Glad to be here.
Well, it's good to have you. Thanks for carving out some very valuable time to join us. Before we get into our important conversation, do take a few quick seconds and inform the audience a bit about you and your background.
I'm an insurance agent in the Atlanta market. I specialize in construction insurance and a product known as surety bonding, which is a form of performance guarantee on commercial construction primarily. Prior to becoming an agent in 1995, I was an underwriter with a couple of different insurance companies who actually took the risk on the performance guarantees. And so when I got into the business, my focus has been on commercial construction from the start. And today, our firm works with something like 400 commercial contractors in the southeastern market.
All right. So Doug, construction practice sounds fascinating, but what else does Sterling Risk Advisors do?
Sterling is a very diverse commercial insurance agency. We have a big practice group that focuses in professional services, heavily into the medical arena. So physicians and surgeons, we work with something like 3,000 doctors and a number of outpatient clinics, small hospitals, et cetera. We also have a practice that focuses in commercial construction, ownership, and management. So we insure folks who develop real estate, manage real estate, and that can be apartment communities, hotels, office buildings, warehouse portfolios, any large property owner. Beyond that, we've got another specialty focus in transportation and logistics. So trucking, distribution, import, export, and that's been a really fast-growing area for us in light of the large distribution center that Atlanta is. And then beyond that, we do some technology, some manufacturing, a cross-section of businesses.
Well, Carol, the easier question would have been to ask what their space they're not in.
Right.
So as Carol alluded to at the top of the show about the survey, we're here to really talk about the Sterling Risk Sentiment Index. So give us the 10,000-foot view of what that is and how you actually conducted it.
We just thought, given our size in the commercial construction arena, that if we surveyed our customer base, it would have some interest to folks who interact with that space, but also would have interest to our clients themselves. Part of our thought process was if they participated in the survey, we would share the analysis that came out of it. And that's such a big space for us. This has been something that's been an incubation for probably more than a year. And we just thought it would be interesting to our clients and then to our friends and resources in the industry.
So were any of the findings that came out of the survey a huge aha, or was it pretty much what you expected?
I would have to say that it really confirmed what we would call anecdotal evidence when we're out seeing customers. It definitely has been a constant theme, probably for the last 2 years since construction really started to take off, that labor availability was becoming a challenge. The thought, and I think statistics from the industry will back this up. I mean, if you see the contraction of the industry back in 09, 10, 11, there's a thought among construction observers, economists, that a lot of those folks actually left the industry entirely. It's suspected probably that some of those ended up in the expanding oil and gas marketplace. That was one of the boom areas when everybody else was down, North Dakota, Texas, Oklahoma, those markets were up and some of the skill sets transfer. So people who, you know, pour concrete and carpenters who, you know, frame buildings, those guys can work on an oil rig.
Right.
So there's definitely been some thought that the workforce has contracted overall so that when it started turning, this was not a shock, but it really confirmed what we suspected.
Yeah. I have a neighbor who owns, you know, all the big grading equipment and dug foundations for single family homes and new homes and apartment buildings and whatever in the heyday in Atlanta. And he actually did go to the...
Really?
Oh, yeah. He's been working. I mean, he goes and works for several months at a time and just moves dirt up there. You know, if you move dirt for a living, it doesn't really matter if it's in Atlanta or North Dakota.
That's right.
You know?
That's right.
So I think you're dead on with that.
And those have tended to be high wage jobs. That industry pays pretty well. And some of the lower skilled trades in construction in the Southeast have been the lower wage jobs. So I think it's a reasonable outcome that folks would go there and not necessarily come back. Now, that may change because the industry's announced a whole bunch of layoffs in regard to taking capacity offline, and that some of that labor could come back. And I would think some folks in the Southeast hope that it does.
All right. Well, Doug Reeder will return after this short break. We'll be right back.
Your marketing tactics shouldn't be silos. Silos are for cows. Build a marketing foundation that includes three main components working together: your brand, website, and blog. The tactics you use, social media, public relations, SEO, advertising, etc., should all interconnect and relate to your foundation. They aren't silos off by themselves in the field. When you are ready to create an integrated marketing strategy, contact Marketing Relevance to take your company to the next level. That's marketingrelevance.com or call 770-383-3360.
All right, we're back with Doug Reeder, president and principal of Sterling Risk Advisors. So, Doug, if I'm in industry here in Metro Atlanta and I see these insights, how does this impact some of my strategic moves?
Well, it probably means that you need to factor in some wage inflation into your budgets. We've seen definitely in the trades most impacted by some of the spurts in construction, like multifamily has been a big one in the last 2 years. A lot of those skills can be transferred from the single family housing, and probably a lot of that labor did transfer because housing hasn't recovered to the same extent. But what's happened is that those trades, when they're in demand, the wages go up because a lot of them are actually kind of, some people refer to it as a spot price for labor. So there's crews that don't necessarily work full time for a construction company, but they would work for different people and almost act like subcontractors. And so folks who frame apartments, that's a trade that kind of falls into that description. And you can hardly throw a rock in Atlanta without hitting an apartment project under construction.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And what happens is when that demand goes up, people will poach other people's labor and come and say, look, we'll pay you $4 more an hour. Come work at our job. And literally, we've had clients impacted in that way. And so they would need to factor in some inflation into their wage rates for sure.
Mm-hmm. Well, I know staffing was the number one problem. Let's talk about the number two a little bit. It was the economic slowdown. So now how, with the economy recovering, you know, how does that play out now?
I would guess, and this is probably an educated guess based on that response, that would be, you know, folks are still not fully recovered financially. So this is also a challenge in a rising construction economy, is that folks come out of a tough cycle like we've just been in. Their financial resources have been depleted. If they survive, they most certainly had a depletion in financial strength. Maybe that's impacted their credit availability. So maybe they can't borrow as much from their bank as they could, you know, in 2006. And so now the opportunities are here, but you need financial resources to take advantage of them. So cash and availability of credit are probably the two. And then bonding kind of falls into that bucket, which is where we interact directly with regard to that. And it's a credit product. And there tends to be opportunity for guys like me, because when that shift occurs, their credit may be tighter than it would have been, say, in 2006, 2007. So now there's a lot of opportunity, and you've got to make sure that you can marshal the resources to take advantage of it.
Right. I was kind of surprised that credit and liquidity didn't come out as one of the top risks in the survey. And maybe it's just the difference between how commercial and single family homes are funded. Because I know that if you were to ask these same questions to a group of family home builders in Atlanta, especially if you threw out the big nationals, that it's going to still be credit and liquidity.
We may evolve the questioning with the survey. We didn't really ask directly about credit and liquidity, which is probably not a bad point that we might want to tweak that in the future. This was more of a general comment about referring to the slowdown. And so we're drawing some conclusions that may be not supported directly by the data.
This was almost a snapshot in time. Any insights gleaned from this to read some trends in the next 3 to 5 years?
Well, we intend that this is the first of a recurring survey. So our thoughts would be doing it every 6 months. And so some of the interesting thing is going to come out of how the answers change over time. One is the risk sentiment index. It's kind of, you know, it's a 5 on a scale of 10. That's kind of a neutral posture, I would interpret that as. But most of the economic questions were positive. And so that would tell me that things are improving, but they're sort of cautiously optimistic with that measure of risk because, you know, as the market becomes more of a seller's market, so the contractors have more leverage because there's more demand, I would expect that the risk sentiment would improve because we see this firsthand right now where we've got contractors who are in very high demand because they're very well known, they perform well. And so general contractors are coming to them and trying to get them to propose on different projects. And they're in a position to be able to say, yeah, we will, but we're not going to sign those contract conditions. You're going to have to tweak paragraph number 21 and make that less of a burden on us.
They got the leverage to do that.
Exactly. Yeah. And so I think that's probably an indication that that has not turned yet, but we see early signs that it may be turning in the seller's favor. And we would expect that to be, you know, to be an indicator on that as we go forward.
All right. Well, Doug, I hate to say it, but we are about out of time. Before we let you go, how can people get in touch with you should they have questions? Where can they learn more about Sterling Risk Advisors, and where can they get their hands on a copy of the Sentiment Index?
We've got it posted on our website at www.sterlingra.com. It's a robust website, so there's a lot of content out there that we do from time to time, articles and publications and the surveys available out there. And then quite a bit of information about the firm and the different brokers and the different areas of specialty are also there as well.
Outstanding. Doug Reeder, President and Principal of Sterling Risk Advisors. Doug, great to have you. Thanks for stopping by and sharing these great insights.
Thanks for having me.
Our pleasure. All right. Well, that wraps this week's About Real Estate edition. Check out the show by visiting AtlantaRealEstateForum.com or by subscribing to the show on iTunes. If you enjoyed today's broadcast, we'd sure appreciate a rating and review on iTunes. So, on behalf of today's guest, Doug Reeder, my co-host, Carol Morgan, I am Todd Schnick. We'll see you next week on the Atlanta Real Estate Forum radio show.